After public comment, the petitioner will have an opportunity for rebuttal and then additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. And the first item on the agenda today is the agenda. You can approve the agenda.
So moved.
It's been moved by Mr. Manigo and second by Mr. Coleman to accept the agenda as approve the agenda. So we have items that have been.
Need to vote.
Oh, yeah, we need to vote. I'm moving right along. Motion passes. Next, we have items that have been requested to be removed from the agenda. One is the northeast corner of East Broad Street and Duffy Street. Second is 1114 and 1116 East Broad Street and the demolition of the Victorian District. Those items have been moved to the August 8th meeting. And then we have zoning text amendment and the demolition of a contributing building. Those items have been asked to be removed. Is there anyone here to speak on those items? Very good.
Are those dates specific to?
So I'll take
motion to remove those items
So it's been moved by Mr. Irvin and second by Ms. Southers to accept those items to be removed. And you may now vote. Motion passes. Now we have one item that has been withdrawn. That item is Hopetown Plantation Plan Unit Development on Little Neck Road.
Motion to remove the Hopetown Plantation from the agenda. Hopetown Plantation.
It's been moved by Mr. Irwin and second by Mr. Coleman that we make that move, that we accept that with item be withdrawn. And you may now vote. Motion passes. So now we'll move to the consent agenda, which is the June 27th, 2017 briefing and meeting minutes.
I move to accept the consent agenda.
So it's been moved and seconded that we accept the consent agenda with the briefing minutes. And we may vote on that. Motion passes. Now we'll move to regular business, and that will be the request to amend historic district sign ordinance. Mr. Butler.
Thank you.
Chairman, members of the board. The petitioner is Stacy Ritchie, representing J. Christopher Restaurant. They're requesting that the historic district sign ordinance, that a portion of the Savannah zoning ordinance be amended to permit canopy or awning signs in place of fascia or projecting signs on conforming business uses within the district. The historic district sign ordinance, which is section 83121, provides special rules for both commercial and residential signs within the landmark district. In particular, subsection 11A restricts signage on awnings in, quote, residential districts, unquote, to letters or symbols not to exceed 6 inches in height. In late 2016, the petitioner replaced a wall fascia sign with a similar sign on a business canopy, and the wall sign was painted over. After being cited for the non-conforming sign, the petitioner applied to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a variance from this standard. The Historic District Board of Review had recommended that the variance necessary to retain the awning signage be denied. In April, the Zoning Board of Appeals, with the concurrence of Historic Preservation staff, recommended that the petitioner instead seek a text amendment to modify the restrictions on awning signage in the residential zones of the Historic District. The text amendment, as proposed, would permit conforming commercial uses in mixed-use, residentially zoned properties in the Historic District to choose either a fascia sign or a projecting sign as currently permitted, or alternatively, a similarly sized sign to be displayed on a canopy or awning. The amendment would afford businesses an alternative form of signage, but would not increase the signage dimensions or the number of signs on a business. Here you see the language. The bold underline is what we are proposing in addition. And I have prepared this slide, which shows in red the properties which might be affected by the proposed change. So the number of properties is fairly minimal, and the extent of the change is just a choice between wall signs or canopy signs.
Do you have any questions, Mr. Butler? No questions, Mr. Butler. Is the petitioner here to present?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Any discussion? Then I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
So it's been moved by Mr. Cole and second by Karen.
Karen.
To accept staff's recommendations. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is the request to create use number 95 landscape architectural design, and that's Mr. Lotson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the item before you at this time is a request to for a text amendment to the zoning ordinance, section 8-3025B, which is the BMW schedule. The petitioner is requesting that the amendment, that there be an amendment to the ordinance to reflect a new use, which would be use number 95, which currently doesn't exist, and that use would be entitled Landscape Architectural Design and Installation Office. For the sake of a little bit of clarity, the item before you has some background, some of which you're familiar with because the petitioner was before you in recent years, but in 2014, the city of Savannah began an enforcement action regarding zoning on the property owner who's the petitioner for this item due to the fact that the business that was operating at 7002 Skidaway Road was not permitted within the zoning district. Pursuant to that, the petitioner sought a rezoning to the BN zoning classification, and that zoning was adopted by the mayor and alderman. At the time, it was the petitioner's intent to establish a climate-controlled mini-storage warehouse on the property at 7002 Skidaway Road. That particular use was would have been required to have both a remote parking variance as well as a use approval through the Zoning Board of Appeals. The petitioner sought those variances and was granted the variance for remote parking, but as it related to the use approval, the petitioner was denied by the Board of Appeals. That meant that the proposed use could not be established on that property. Subsequent to that, the petitioner has filed a text amendment to the zoning ordinance to create this use. The use is not defined in the petitioner's application, but he did indicate on his application that the purpose of the amendment is to allow the continued use of existing high-end landscape design and installation company, which he currently operates at that location. Now, as it relates to the request is both to create that use as described and to allow it by right in the BN zoning classification. Now, the intent of the BN zoning district is to provide convenient shopping facilities consisting of retail goods, churches and schools, personal services, and other sort of low-impact non-residential uses. Typically, where you find the BN zoning classification in the city of Savannah, it's located in close adjacency to single and multifamily residential uses. Therefore, the intent of having a lower impact non-residential uses because of the location of many BN zoning classifications. The petitioner's property often contains outdoor storage of landscape materials as well as landscape equipment. And this type of use, in staff's opinion, is not consistent with the BN zoning classification. As well, there are a number of similar uses that are permitted within the zoning ordinance already, whereas people could establish a similar use to what's being proposed without amending the zoning ordinance. Based on these findings, staff is recommending denial of the request to establish a new use, which would be use number 95, Landscape Architectural Design and Installation Office, as we find that the intensity of that type of use is not appropriate in the BN zoning classification.
Any questions for Mr. Lotson? No questions? Is the petitioner here to present? Are you Mr. Nelson?
I am, yes.
You just state your name for the record, please.
Danny Nelson. We've been on the site. I've been in business. This is my 25th year. We've been on this site for 23 of the years. It started out as a small business that has certainly grown. 75% of our business is Isle of Hope, Skidaway Island, Dutch Island, downtown. I believe, are a true neighborhood business. My degree is in landscape architecture. My job is to make things pretty. Honestly, you wouldn't know it with the way the office is now. And that is why I'm here. I want to make it a beautiful project, beautiful site. I have prepared a plan. The new office would be here. This is Skidaway Road. This is where the trucks and equipment would be kept undercover. Everything would be fenced, 8-foot opaque fence. You would not be able to see any of the trucks, equipment, but you would have a beautiful curb appeal and streetscape. It is my intent to use this as kind of marketing for my business, but I wanted to, you know, to show what all we do, and that is landscape design. We make things pretty. All this would be the really nice curb appeal, including the office. You would not be able to see anything from the road back here. In 23 years on site, I have never received a complaint as far as noise. 2 years ago, we received a complaint tracking mud on the on the dirt. I mean, I'm sorry, on the Skidway Road, and this would solve that. So there's no question this would improve this corridor entry into Baker Park. The president of Baker Park Community Association, when this first started, when I was going for the mini warehouse, she said, I would just as soon see you stay on site as a landscape company. I said, well, my hand is being forced by the city. So that's where we are right now. Bottom line, the appeal along Skidway Road will be beautiful. It'll be the most, it'll be the prettiest streetscape on Skidway Road. Any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Nelson? No. Thank you, sir. End of discussion. Mr. Coleman?
I just have a common clarification I get from the staff, that staff's reservation about this is not generally specific to the site, but that the use as it stands within this use classification as a whole is problematic. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's the use. Okay.
I have a question for the staff also. Is, after looking at this predicament first time and second time, is there any way that we could make it work for him, the environment that it's in right now? Since he's been there for a long time, he's been before us for second time around.
I'm sure Mr. Lotzen has exhausted
all he's looking at me strangely.
I have a question, Mr. Lotzen. Is this the first time you saw this plan?
No, I was given this plan on, I believe it was Friday afternoon. But let me just say that this plan is not really the issue as it relates to what's being requested, because Mr. Nelson is requesting a text amendment to the zoning ordinance. So what he's proposing would impact all the in-zone properties, not just his property. And if this were done as shown, I'm sure it would look as Mr. Nelson described it. But the beautification of his particular piece of property is not really an issue as far as we're concerned. It's really more the expansion of this use in the BN zoning classification, which is really a much bigger issue than just the property on Skidway.
Thank you. No further questions?
Have you exhausted all other zoning classifications that this could be a possibility? She's been there 23 years.
Right. Most of that time he was there under, I believe it was R6, prior to being rezoned to BN here a couple years ago. Under the current zoning, we believe that the BN zoning classification is the appropriate zoning district for that property. And all the uses that are permitted under BN are probably appropriate on that piece of property. But I guess to answer your question is, we don't believe that there's a more appropriate zoning classification for his property. Because he sought the BN in, I think, 2015. But we believe that there's no issue as far as the zoning of the property today.
because it was not always this business. It was something that transformed into this business.
Well, the business certainly grew over the years.
Okay. Mr. Coleman has a question.
Mr. Lobson, since this is a use that doesn't actually exist, is there some other way within existing uses that this can be studied as opposed to coming up with an entirely new use? It just seems that, you know, the very specific situation that it's a landscape office with, you know, installation office. I mean, really, what is that? Just the definition and what we see here isn't really very definitive even of itself as a use.
Right. From that standpoint. And that was one of our concerns with it, too, is that typically when you create a new use, you define it, you create standards, and all that goes into the ordinance. And that wasn't provided in this case. And we actually had conversations with the city zoning administrator as it related to how this could be classified, because there are other uses that are permitted, like a plant nursery, for example, is a permitted use. The zoning administrator did not feel that this qualified as a plant nursery, as an example, but you could have a plant nursery on this property. But I think some of the additional things that Mr. Nelson does on the property disqualifies it from being strictly a nursery. So, being Mr. Nelson, can bring forth any proposed text amendment that he thinks addresses the issues on the site, and we can evaluate it on its merits. But it was our opinion that this particular amendment as submitted did not merit being added to the zoning ordinance.
Okay, and I was going to ask that very question, if it were an opportunity to study the text amendment with more definitive exclusions and things of that nature, which may make its widespread impact on being lessened in some way that could then be looked at staff. That is an opportunity if Mr. Nelson decided that he did not want us to go in this certain direction, that he could look at further definitions of this, including restrictions that may benefit him in this review. Mm-hmm.
We'd be happy to participate in that with Mr. Nelson if that was the board's wish.
I don't know if it would end up with a different decision in the future, but it would allow, I mean, we have certain criteria on uses all the time that could be placed in there to lessen its impact in the zoning district. And maybe this is an opportunity, because this hasn't been done, that it can be looked at and see if there's some other way, and then maybe brought back to the board with something more concrete for us to study and see if the impact is as great as we consider it to be now, to be in as a whole.
I think that would be up to
this. My question is, have you done that already? You've looked at...
Well, we've looked at what has been presented to us by the petitioner.
And you've made suggestions?
We have made suggestions, but I guess the best way to put it, and is that Mr. Nelson is the petitioner, and we are addressing what he's submitted to us. We are not, he has had representatives work with him, professionals work with him on this in the past, and frankly, we would expect that to come from the petitioner.
And I think that's sort of where I was leading, that the petitioner make an effort to maybe revisit this before we act on it.
Understood.
And no more questions for Mr. Lotson, right? Okay, because now it's up to Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson, if you'd like to come back and rebut just a bit on what has been said, then we can move forward.
Sure, okay, so then I take this off the table, revisit it with Mr. Lotson, I assume, as far as dealing with the specifics.
I'm not sure, Mr. Lotson, is there a withdrawal that needs to take place, or can be postponed? or continue?
Well, I think the board can either act on this today or continue it to some future meeting.
I guess I have a question.
Go ahead. No, you then I want to answer.
I guess, Ms. Nelson, would you consider operating this as a professional business office only?
Without the construction into the business?
That's what professional business office would be.
Probably not, no.
Probably not.
Probably would not.
So then I would question whether there could be any negotiating with the staff. Is that correct? In essence, if you need to have your equipment there, which I can appreciate, and that's a necessity, it's not negotiable as far as you're concerned. Is that correct?
I think that would be correct.
Okay, all right.
And I guess what I would offer to Mr. Nelson, that when I've talked about certain criteria on development, maybe there are ways that you could say that use happens in a BN and it has certain buffering, it has certain screening and things that you try and tie to that and see if that's something that could be worked with staff that then start saying, because you have a site-specific plan here that still doesn't address your use classification. So what I'm offering is that you tie some stipulations to that use classification and see if there's an opportunity. Not guaranteeing that there is, but at least having that dialogue, there may be some middle ground that could be reached that might benefit you and staff in getting us, you know, to a different place, because right now the place we are is, it's not appropriate for BN. And, you know, you have a plan here that it's very clear that maybe it doesn't impact that neighborhood, but again, it's just your piece of property here and it wouldn't affect any other use of this type if someone else wanted to open up one of these locations somewhere else and be in. Well, they have no stipulations. So we're saying maybe there's a way to get stipulations and to benefit you, but at the same time, minimize the possibility of this happening pervasively through BN zoning.
I can come up with numerous stipulations.
Well, in conjunction with staff, you know, and see if something that they can buy into and bring back to us is possible.
So are you making a motion, Mr. Coleman?
No, I can't make that motion. I think he has to decide to pull this and ask for a continuance or something.
So you can make the motion that we continue this.
Well, I'm going to ask for a continuance, whenever that happens.
Yeah, I don't want to ask for a continuance if he's not in it, you know, from that standpoint. But I will make that motion to, you know, continue this to
August 8th meeting.
August 29th.
August 29th.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Because I think you'll need more time probably with the staff. Yeah. So let's say to August 29th.
Second motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded, Mr. Nelson, that we will continue this project until August 29th.
Okay. Thank you.
You're free to go.
After we vote?
So, yeah, we have a vote.
Did y'all take a vote?
I'm not yet.
Vote.
Mr. Cook is out, Bree. Julie.
What's wrong?
It's not in front of you right now?
No, it's not. This is the password. Password.
Password is the password.
What's the password?
Password.
Excuse me, what did you all have?
You guess at the hotel. Yeah.
Is this yours, perhaps? You sure?
Okay, motion passes.
What's the password, Ellis?
The next item on the agenda is the 701 Montgomery Street zoning map amendment. Mr. Pumley.
It's not.
Madam Chairman, we have before us a petition to rezone property 701 Montgomery Street. The subject site is 3/4 of an acre in size. 86% of this site is zoned BC. The remaining 14% is zoned RBC1. Petitioner desires to have one parcel of land with a unified zoning district in order to avoid any potential complications with a financial package for the proposed development. He can do it automatically through the 50-foot extension rule provided by the zoning ordinance. However, this would be a much cleaner method, and staff does recommend approval of petitioner's request.
Is the petitioner here to present, please?
Good afternoon, Josh Yellen on behalf of the petitioner on Lookgood Properties. I just want to thank Mr. Plumley and for the staff recommendation for approval. It was 86%, like he was saying, BC zoning. The other 14% is RBC1. We're looking to have the entire parcel zoned to be BC. Can I answer any questions that you may have?
Any questions? No questions? No discussion? Take a motion.
Is there anyone in the audience?
Oh, yeah, I do have speaker cards. Thank you. I do have Mr. Matt Deinhardt.
Yeah, why don't I let John go first?
John Timman?
Hi, I'm John Timman. I own the properties right across the street from 701 Montgomery. I own four of them. West Hall Street is the length of that 701 property. It's probably from that wall to that wall, and is how far my properties are. That street floods. That's great.
Sir.
There's a pointer right here.
There you go.
Oh. It's not a pointer.
Here you go.
Is that a link? Okay. I own these properties right here, except for two of them. The lot's been empty. I'm excited for somebody to build there. If I was smart, I would just realize that it will enhance the value of my property. If I was smart, I would just leave it right now. But the problem is that the entire street of, from here to here, West Hall Street, floods. There's a drain here and a drain here that historically doesn't accept enough water. The water flows down here, down this alley, floods my back parking lot to the point where it floods the cars. If we don't get the cars out in time, they flood. Now, whether it rains in the afternoon or the middle of the night, you don't know when it's going to flood and how to get your, how to get the car out of there. But if I could use a metaphor.
Can you speak into the microphone, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
If I could use a metaphor, and I'm sure this doesn't happen to anybody else, but if I've clogged a toilet and flushed it right away, I shake my head and say, oh, this water's coming up. Oh, it's going to go over the rim. Ugh. It's soaking the carpets, it's soaking my shoes. Well, that's how our parking lot feels. Whether it's in the daytime or nighttime, we don't know. I've worked with the city, I've worked with the storm management, and you can help in doing something about this. If this lot is built on a hard surface, where is that water going to go that's absorbed into the water? When I hear from the stormwater people about the lots and pervious pavers and absorption rates, you're taking that away from me. And July 2nd, it flooded all the way up to Montgomery Street. This whole street. Building a building there, how is that going to help me? In that back parking lot, it's 20 inches deep. Go up to your car in 20 inches of water. And now you're going to put a flat surface over everything and seal that? Well, I emailed Rob Hernandez, Eddie Deloach. I have some details as far as engineering, but my property, when it was redone back in 2008, those plans were approved. They were engineered. They were approved. Then, last year, okay, here's where I am. Here's the Guild Hall, and then just right next to the Guild Hall, which would be right about here, they put in the Bowery. Beautiful building, well built. All the plans were engineered. They were accepted, approved. And guess what? Where does that water go? In my parking lot. Now you want to put another building there? What are your plans for the stormwater system? Are you going to do any evaluations? Let's see, I got from Rob Hernandez. After explaining lots of details, the flooding, so, Mr. Keeman, I received your email and shocked by the flooding you experienced last week. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is that help is on the way. We are currently widening and improving the Bilbo Canal, which drains stormwater out of the downtown drainage basin. The bad news is that we probably have another 2 years of construction, so you probably won't see any relief until we complete those capacity improvements.
Yes, sir. Sweet.
So I don't want to see any building. So the Bilbo Canal is complete, unless you have suggestions or improvements or...
Well, I think you just read some. You know, you just read that they're going to do the canal.
Okay, so...
That's not what this board does. This board does not respond to those questions.
I understand that, but I get passed around, even from the stormwater, from the rest of the city, but... You're talking about rezoning this.
Yes, sir. Any questions?
Yeah, any questions?
Any questions? Okay, I have another card. Mr. Deinhardt?
Yes.
state your name for the record, please.
Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Matt Deanhart.
I'm
a resident at 408 West Hall Street, which is also which is this property here. So Mr. Thiemann, who just spoke, and myself are both members of the association.
Of the association?
I recognize that there is
homeowners.
This is a meeting of the zoning board, and the area that you're talking about rezoning is already mostly classified as BC. This is just a proposal to extend that another 10 or 20 feet or so, and I understand that probably could be accomplished without this meeting. This is just an expedition. However, I, like John was saying, we've seen a lot of development take place. I've been living here since 2012. We've had the development of the dollar store around here, and then, as you mentioned, the Bowery. These projects all took place and have placed an increasing demand on our stormwater drainage. As Mr. Thiemann indicated, he has had correspondence with Mr. Rob Vandes from the City of Savannah Engineering. They've indicated that they've undertaken a project to help alleviate those issues, but those are undergoing, that's an ongoing project. And what I think we would like to see as a part of this rezoning before development takes place is that an impact to the stormwater drainage system, some assessment takes place of the proposed development before ground is broken. That's all we're really after, and like he said, like I'm saying, we're not opposed to development taking place in this property. In fact, we would love that, but we need to be sure that it's not going to worsen the drainage issues that we have seen. And actually, the person proposing to do the development may suffer these issues as well if this is not carefully managed. I have some photographs with me that I took of the most recent flooding event that occurred.
Again, sir, we cannot address the flooding issues.
Okay, let me...
Mr. Coleman, go ahead.
We need you to understand that everything that you're saying is agreed upon, but when a project is done downtown, it does go through stormwater, and its impact on the system is reviewed by the city. The problem is, it's taking years for them to implement their corrective measures. There's nothing we can do about that, but the fact that they are working on it is the best that we can offer. But it is reviewed. So, but if it's not happening in a manner that you feel is what you like, the city is who you need to be talking to, because that is the group of people who are handling that. You can address those specific concerns. Seems like you have letters going back and forth. You have a 2-year wait. We can't stop projects there, and the projects that are impacting the downtown are not just right across the street from you. It's every project in downtown is really impacting that system. It's a system problem. It's not tied to a specific street. So we're going to have to ask you whether that project is built or not. It's a matter of patience till the city can do it. It's all over the city right now that neighborhoods have been impacted by flooding. I mean, lots of us have that problem. So the city's working on it. It used to be a lot worse. You say you've been here since 2012. I'm a lifelong resident. I can tell you it used to be much worse than what you have now. So they are working to resolve the issue. And all we can ask you to do is trust that the government is doing their job, and will hopefully that timeline will solve the problem for you from there. But the zoning that we're doing here now, really, we can't tie anything with the zoning effort one way or another. We can't tie that to the development of stormwater. That's another governmental agency's responsibility totally. So we appreciate you coming here and putting it out, you know, in the public realm, but we can't respond to it as a body. And we just want to know we're not pushing you off on someone else, but it's just outside of our responsibility and purview.
Mr. Southers?
I would like to suggest to you that you are proactive and that you do contact the city engineer and continuously contact the city engineer to let him know that before this project can be built, that he needs to address the drainage in the area. It's important that you go to the city engineering office.
We did that before the Bowery too.
And you're going to have to proactively go back and back and back.
The building isn't going to be...
Mr. Plumlee is going to address the... Mr. Plumlee, you have something you want to say?
Yeah, as Mr. Coleman said earlier, this project is... Our problem is not unique to this area. It's all over the downtown area. It has been improved. It still has a long way to go. I'm not sure that expanding the Bilbo Canal will totally eliminate the problem. It's going to require some infrastructure improvement all over the city. And the reason I say that is I've been talking to the city stormwater drainage director, Roger Range, today about a potential same issue coming up at the next meeting on East Broad Street. You got to keep in mind that a lot of flooding is going to happen because the actual plans are designed for a 25-year storm event. And in the last few days, we've had two events that one had 5.11 inches equivalency of rainfall within an hour, and the other one was over 6 inches of rain in an hour. Those kind of storm events are going to result in nuisance flooding, even under the best conditions. The law and the code require that the pre-development runoff stormwater and post-development runoff be equal to the same. Plus, they have to maintain 1.2 inches of runfall from every exiting over a period of time. So to say that means that whatever goes on this site, they're going to have to satisfy those conditions before the city stormwater people will sign off on it. You mentioned that when the other project was developed, that it increased in flooding. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
On a routine basis, or was it a storm event related project?
It depends on the storm.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's impossible to design a stormwater system to take a 50 or 100 year event storm. It's just not
possible. You're talking 25 year event. Now,
Excuse me, sir. We can't have this kind of dialogue like that. No. We have a petitioner. We have an item in front of us that we need to take action on. So we've had enough dialogue. If there are no further questions, we need to kind of move this.
Had my conversation.
Yeah, well, but he was basically giving you information. The dialogue is what we can't have. Now, we can have a motion to, if there's any discussion up here, we can have discussion up here. If y'all ready to make a motion, we're ready to move along. We've given enough information.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Okay, I've got a motion to accept staff recommendation and a second. Mr. Coleman and I think Mr. Cole second. You may now vote. Next item, which is what the lead presentation is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the pre-meeting, we talked about a nominating committee for the 2018 year. I'm interested in anyone who would like to participate. If not, I can draft you all now. That's Mr. Cook, Mr. Irvin. I need at least 4 members, please. Mr. Wildwoody?
Yes.
Mr. Oh, let's get Karen's feet wet. Okay? Did you get those names, Mr.?
I did.
Okay. And who are they?
Cook, Irvin, Wildwoody, and Jared.
Cook, Irvin. Okay. Is that J-E-R-R-E-T?
J-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Gotcha. Thank you. So we need to elect officers for the 2018 year, which includes a chairman, a vice chair, a treasurer, and a secretary. Right now, we are without a secretary and have been since George left. And I'm not sure I will wait until Mr. Welch gives me final information on his ability to participate. But and you would need to know that in your nominating.
Can we have a timeline of what to expect over the next few meetings as to when a slate of officers will be presented to the board?
Should be presented at the next meeting on the 8th. That gives you two opportunities to vote in case there's an issue with the first vote. So you would vote on the August 29th, and if you needed, you'd be able to vote on September 19th, because the officers will take seats at the October 10th meeting. Yeah, October 10th meeting.
Yeah. You said something about August 8th.
August 8th is the next meeting.
So you have a slate by August 8th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Mr. Urban, you'll pull the group together so y'all can have your meetings and be prepared to present.
If you'll let Christy know when the meetings are, we can advertise them so there won't be any issues.
Yeah, we have to notice the meetings. And you need 24 hours, right?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Any further information or activity? If not, this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.